Hey, everyone, and welcome to the New Visionary Podcast, a podcast for artists who are ready to reach greater heights in their art careers. I'm your host, Victoria J. Fry, founder of Visionary Art Collective and New Visionary Magazine. Join me for inspiring conversations with some of the most inspirational visionaries in today's art world. Let's jump in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm here today with the amazing Ekaterina Popova and Gita Joshi to chat about creating your own exhibitions to give your art career momentum. Welcome, Kat, and welcome, Gita.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, too. We're so excited to chat about this juicy topic.
It is a juicy topic. I can't wait to dive in. I'll start by saying I'm so happy to have you both here. You are doing incredible and such important and meaningful work to support artists. And I've been following along. I'm so excited about this course that you've been offering. I think it's just really amazing and so valuable. And I know that you've created something that is really going to help to uplift artists. So I'd love to hear a little bit more about it and like how the program started and also how your sort of individual and collective experiences have influenced the direction that you're taking with this program.
Absolutely. I can start and then I'll have Gita chime in. So we're a really great duo because I'm an artist and Gita's a curator. And both of us have had experience with curating our own art shows. And for me, it was kind of an accidental thing. In college, I happened to have this student-run gallery director job, which really changed everything for me, more so than the program itself. I mean, I learned a lot, but don't get me wrong, when it comes to the world of business and trying to get your art out there, learning how to have exhibitions with other artists, it just planted such powerful seeds in me. And eventually, it didn't come together until years later. I was like, oh, I know how to invite people to a show and I know how to create a community event. So eventually, it inspired me to start my own magazine and then eventually having in-person exhibitions. So I just think it's such a great tool to know how to do. It puts so much power back in your career as an artist or even as a curator. So once Gita and I started talking about how we came about building our businesses, this was a common thread in both of our careers. So we're super passionate about this topic.
Yeah, my journey into curating was a little bit different. I trained at Central St. Martin's and then I really just wanted to run exhibitions. And I realized that I couldn't really do this by getting a job somewhere. That idea of not actually having that real world experience led me to let me go and go and do that and put it out there. And I think, that is a part of, the commonality between Kat and my work, which is really empowering artists to take things into their own hands. After my initial exhibitions, I opened a gallery, as you probably know. And then, I've had exhibitions in office spaces, in coffee shops, in corporate lobbies, all over the place, shopping mall windows. So this is where Kat and I were talking and we realized actually, our experience was exhibitions were not confined to the gallery space. Even looking back through our own history, we'd taken advantage of other spaces and places that were open to collaborating, and there was no reason that another artist couldn't do the same. And so we kind of designed this program. And yeah, it actually launched about 2 years ago. So it's had quite a lot of, not iterations, but additional kind of training in there as we kind of went more into the nuances of how the different spaces might work and the different ways that you work with people that actually own that space, really, the benefits that you're bringing to them. So as much as it is about the artist and giving them a platform to showcase their work and take matters into their own hands, it's also really kind of providing knowledge, information, insight into how to be an artist, right, in the world, and how you kind of fit into those other parts of other businesses and society and so on there as well, and the value that you're actually bringing.
Yes, absolutely. I love that so much. And I can tell you're both so passionate about it. And one thing that I really appreciate is that it's kind of challenging the traditional model. Like I think for so many artists, we tend to think, there's one way, like there's a singular route to showing your work and exhibiting. And there are actually so many different avenues you can take. For both of you, how would you say, you know, I know you both work directly with artists. Do you find that that's kind of like a topic that comes up a lot in terms of artists not always maybe being totally sure like how to exhibit their work or the different options that are available to them?
Yeah, I think for me is it's not something that naturally crosses an artist's mind. I think they're so conditioned to think I must go viral on Instagram or I must get noticed by someone. And for most of us, that will happen, but not immediately. And there's so much more we can do before, you know, instead of waiting for those two big events to happen, there's so many micro steps we can take. And that's something that happened with me, but I didn't realize it until I started to look back. I started like maybe partially out of desperation. Back when I first graduated, I would have shows at like local cafes, local opera houses. And I just wanted to get my work out there. I had one track mind and that was all I could think about. And I didn't care where it was. I had to like set my ego aside. The White Cube Gallery was not a possibility for me at that time. But then I started to sell things little by little. It wasn't like life-changing. I couldn't pay my bills with that money, but it started to like show me like, hey, there's potential here. There's something happening. And this was, by the way, before Instagram, before I had a really good newsletter and before I even knew the strategies that we teach, because I just was throwing things on the wall and showing up at the opening. And that was really all I was doing. And then years later, I realized, oh, there's so many other things I could have done to help make this a success. So anyway, to answer your question, I just don't think I've seen artists come to me and say, oh, I want to create my own thing. There are exceptions. There are definitely people who think more entrepreneurially or with more possibility and like self-starters. But I think for most of us, and I was the same way, we just don't think that we have control over these things. And we definitely do.
Yeah, I would add to that. I think this idea that you need gallery representation or you can only show your art in a gallery is an idea that a lot of artists come into this field with. You know, I work quite a lot with people who have already had one career and now they're coming back to, you know, art, which was a passion in their earlier years, and they kind of want to go full time with it, or they want to really kind of step out in the world as an artist rather than that, HR manager or whatever their kind of previous job identity was. So the idea that, you know, your own show in a gallery, it is quite commonplace. And I think opening people's eyes to that is, you know, one of many places and spaces that you can show your art is very refreshing. And I think, again, it puts the power back in their hands to do things on their own terms. A lot of times artists that are starting to have their own shows will just find very accessible places, whether that is the local coffee shop or even sometimes one of my artists, she had a show with her employer. She worked for a large corporate and they had an exhibition in their lobby, in their reception area. So all these kind of things are much more accessible. And I think there's a learning curve that goes with the doing that just can't be experienced or really metabolized in terms of that learning. And, you know, just by reading about it and so on, you know, I think there's something in that learning that is really enriching. And as Kat says, it's when you start putting all the other pieces together and then you think, well, okay, this dovetails with my Instagram, right? I've now got something more to talk about, or it kind of empowers the audience that you've already built to actually come and buy your work, even if they can't come to the show. So it all does kind of fit together.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And a question that I had for you both is, what would you say for an artist who perhaps, you know, maybe didn't realize that there are different avenues you can take and different opportunities and different possibilities available to them? What would you say is one of the most important things that an emerging artist, an early career artist might need to know in terms of starting to put themselves out there in this way? And kind of like take things into their own hands a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's something I've been thinking about a lot. It's a great question. And when I think, I can only speak from my own experience, but when I think back to my journey, I think what I would tell myself is to stop overthinking it, stop overcomplicating the work. I used to think I had to have some kind of like thesis statement for every collection that I made, which actually really slowed me down. I could have just been creating more fluidly. And I say, number one thing beyond the exhibitions is our studio practice. We can't have shows without it. We can't sell things without it. So I think just coming back to what we love is the most important thing. And the second thing is just to put yourself out there. I remember when I first started applying to shows, I didn't have a super polished portfolio. I had stuff I made in college, and that's what I used to apply. And I got some yeses from local places that were willing to show my work. So letting go of perfectionism, of course, holding yourself to a high standard, being a person of excellence, doing the best you can, but then just putting things out there even before you're ready or perfect or whatever, you know, our imposter syndrome tells us, because there's so much that can happen. And then once you get past those two hurdles, like, you know, getting in a habit of creating your work, putting yourself out there, then you can start worrying, not worrying, but thinking about like collections, being professional, you know, having a high quality presentation of your work. But I think without a good habit of like showing up, making work and putting yourself out there, those things are going to be kind of like in vain, because you need work. Now I'm experiencing this more than ever, like being 10 plus years into my career. I'm like, there's nothing that can substitute the fact that we do need to be, you know, creating our art. So that's the number one thing. And then everything else kind of goes.
I would say, as somebody that is not an artist, but works with artists, that knowing what you stand for, and typically in our industry, we know it as the artist statement. So I think that is quite an important part of it. It's an ever-evolving idea, piece of text, you know, it's, but just knowing what motivates you and being able to communicate that in words really helps to really give people a handle on what they're looking at, right? It really supports that visual art. And I think there's a simple way of, it's not a simple way, you know, I mean, it depends on how articulate or how open you want to be with it, but is like having a bit of a journaling practice either at the start or end of your studio session. When I've suggested this with artists, they're finding it super helpful to then be able to have that text to reflect back on. It doesn't become the statement, but it does become a resource that you can refer back to. So it's just your own private musings in that, of what you were doing, thinking, feeling as you were entering the studio, leaving the studio, whichever side of your studio time you're doing it. But it really does help to understand the self a bit more. And that really helps us with, yeah, communicating, you know, your work, whether it's online or whether it is for exhibitions.
I do agree. I'll quickly add something too. I think that is really powerful as well, because not only will that help you with your practice, like you don't want to just go and make work in vain. I think having something deeper guiding you to keep creating is so important. And the statement on a professional level is important for people to understand you, but also for yourself. Like, what are you trying to say for you? And then it can translate out into the world.
Absolutely. It's such great advice. It's such important advice. And I do find that like when you take the time, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but even just a few minutes, like as Gita mentioned, to just journal either at the start of your studio session or after, that is the best time, first of all, because everything is fresh in your mind. But also it is amazing what we uncover through written reflection. Like even just the process of writing your artist statement or something that's not as formal, but just writing about your work, oftentimes you come to these realizations that you maybe weren't totally aware of. Because I think that a lot of time when we are creating in the studio, we do kind of, you know, we call it like getting into the zone. We just go into this beautiful flow state, but taking a moment, and it only needs to be a few minutes to step back and to like jot down some of those discoveries or some of those aha moments or whatever it might be that comes into your mind regarding what you're working on. It does help us, I think, to understand what our work means to us and what we're really trying to do and convey with our work. So such powerful advice. And I also wanted to ask you both, like this course is, you know, I've heard such incredible things about it. I know so many artists who have taken it and who have just had a really, really positive experience. What would you say are sort of like, I don't know if they're frequently asked questions or questions that come up as artists are kind of opening themselves up to the possibility of running their own exhibitions. What would some of those questions be? Are any coming to mind? And would love to hear a little bit about that.
I'll start. One of the things, it's not really a question, but I think it's something that I initially worried about. And that is, well, if I have my own show, does that mean I failed? Does that mean I didn't, you know, reach my goal? And what I will say to that is, if anyone sees your work, let's say they're scrolling Instagram and they see you having an exhibition, they do not care if a gallery curated that or if you did it, especially if you do a professional job following our tips. I'll give us some credit. We have like a very thorough section on how to install an exhibition professionally. No one's going to care. And if anything, it's only going to inspire them and show them that you're serious. And if they find out it's curated by you, it might even make them respect you more. So in my experience, I don't think that is ever something that will hold you back. And then the other question that comes to mind is artists are like, well, I'm not really ready to have a big show. Like some of our students don't have a ton of work yet, or they work really slowly. They have very elaborate, time-consuming work. And we also want to say that this program is great for someone who just wants to have an open studio. Everything that we teach is not just for like installing in a white cube space. It could be coffee shop, or it could just be in your own studio where you invite someone in and you present it and market it in a certain way. So I think those are the two big questions that that come to mind, but I'm sure there's more. Gita, you have some too.
Yeah, so the program is called Your Own Art Show, and definitely everything Kat says. Also, I think a common question is about spaces. Again, you know, the idea that it has to be a white cube, and people often come in and say, I don't know where I can have that show. And again, this is covered inside the program, how to find places that will let you have the space for no cost or a nominal fee. And how to really position yourself to be a viable proposition for that landlord to want you in their space if they're going to let you have it for no cost. And then, yeah, we do have resources where you can find, paid units where you might want to have your show as well. But as Kat says, open studios is always an option as well for many artists.
So one of the questions that people get is, or tell us is like, I live in a small rural area. I don't want to spend a ton of money traveling to a big city. And I share my example that I was a student-run gallery director in a tiny town called Kutztown that no one will ever hear of unless you like went to school there. And we had artists from UPenn. We had artists from Romania ship their work. Like, you will be surprised at how people respect when someone puts on an exhibition, and people might travel a little bit to be there. So don't let your location hold you back, because with the internet, you could still be selling work to people in any country, in any place, even though your show is in a local town where it's affordable. You don't have to have a ton of logistics. So that was the big one, because people are like, it's not going to work for me. I'm not in New York, or I'm not in LA. No, it definitely will work, especially if you follow our marketing strategies.
Yeah, I think another thing that sometimes comes up is, will galleries respect them if that is the path that they're pursuing? They still have this idea of that gallery representation, you know, a few steps further down the line. And I know so many gallerists, art dealers that visit a lot of artists' own shows. And it's actually way more powerful than you think. It's not putting you on the back foot. It's actually showing that you advocate for yourself. And that is very magnetic. It's compelling. And it creates that opportunity for you to invite people from your wider network. Maybe you don't have a real relationship with them yet. You know of them. But, you know, that invitation to your show is a way of getting in touch with them, inviting them to see your work in a way that you've curated and you've installed, and, you know, an exhibition where you've crafted that message and story around it that just shows how gallery ready you might actually be. So I would definitely say it's not something that's putting you on the back foot. It's actually moving you forward. And again, you know, inside the program, there's all the resources around marketing and making sure you get, you know, you max all your PR opportunities out of it and things as well.
100%. I'll quickly add one more thing. And I know Victoria did a really beautiful job when you curated your show, then thank you for having me in it, in New York last year. One of the things you've done really well is you put in a lot of effort with capturing the show in photography and video, and you use that, like your beautiful headshot with you and your magazine, the artwork on the wall. And one of the things that's so powerful about hosting your own event is that a lot of times when we're just posting our work on Instagram, like I post a picture of this giant palm tree painting, people think it's like a little thing. And when they see that work in a huge space, they real like it opens up their mind to one, your skill, how it may look in their home or in a space. So even if you don't live in a really populated area and you have a show in a small town, it's going to inspire your potential collectors who might be following you online or subscribe to your newsletter, because they're going to see a whole other world when they see that like installation view. So it's just really powerful. I'm sure you had this. Do you want to share some of your experiences with that, Victoria? Because you curated a beautiful multiple shows now.
Yes. Well, and I'll just, you know, first say like, thank you both for like such great points you bring up. And I just love this idea of not waiting for opportunities. And like, you know, I think that's really what this conversation is about and what your program is about. It's like taking matters into your own hands, out of the box thinking, creative problem solving, and not putting your hands in, or I'm sorry, your art career in the hands of gatekeepers, but like actually taking control and yeah, just thinking outside of the box. And it's definitely in line with my own thinking as well. We had the show in Tribeca last year, which was so incredible, and months and months of preparation, but mostly because it was my first time doing such a big show. I feel like the one that we did in September was so much smoother, and I was also so much less nervous. But to your point, Kat, yeah, it was an amazing opportunity to see the work actually in this space. I hired an incredible photographer who I've been working with for a few years now. And just the images alone of seeing the work hanging on the wall in context, you know, the artists all got great images of themselves, like in front of their work as well, seeing it in the physical space. I mean, I'm also still using those, you know, nearly a year later, I'm still using a lot of those promotional photos.
And I'm using them too, because they're beautiful.
Yeah. And yeah, it's, you know, I, at the time, also just speaking to like the curator's perspective, because I think it's similar, I didn't want to wait to, like, I had this moment where I was thinking, I know that I want to have an exhibition. I've been dreaming of this for years. We've been doing all online shows, which also I think there's a lot of value in that, but I really wanted to have an exhibit in a physical space. But I felt like I had to wait until I secured a gallery, you know, so it's like kind of similar as a curator as well. I was like, well, you know, I'll wait, eventually I'll get a gallery. And when that happens, we can have a show. And then I remember having this light bulb moment maybe a year and a half ago, where I was like, no, I don't have to wait. I can find a space and I can put something together on my own. And I obviously have an amazing and very supportive team, but just the process of that, it's so empowering as well. And I actually, that's a word that every time I think of your course, I'm like, it's so empowering. It's so uplifting, because you realize through that process that you are far more capable than you might originally think that you are. And then, you know, now we do have a space in Brooklyn, and, you know, it's a small gallery space, but it's something, and we're going to continue to have more shows there, but it's a learning experience. And it really, I think after that show, it was such a big moment in my life and my career, because it made me realize like, oh yeah, I can do this. I don't have to wait. I feel like that's also part of what your course is about. You don't have to wait for the perfect moment, the perfect time. Like you were talking about earlier, Kat, working with what you have, and this balance of having high expectations for yourself, but also not waiting until this magic moment where you feel like you're ready.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I'm so excited for your gallery. And one thing I want to add that you were sharing too, thank you so much for sharing your beautiful experience with us. One thing that our course is not just for artists, we want to clarify that, because we have multiple curators inside the course like yourself. Shout out to George, Western Gallery, and he's curated multiple exhibitions with many artists, other artists. So that's another option. You don't have to do things alone either. Like if you're new, and maybe, and Victoria, you're an artist too, but you curated shows for other artists, and I love doing this as well. So maybe you include yourself in a group show, or you have a show for other people to network and build that community. I think that's so powerful, and it builds such lasting memories and relationships.
That is something I'm really proud of with this course, that we have designed it in a way that the artists taking the program can, you know, have their own exhibition, but also they really are able to uplift their own artist community as well. And there's multiple people inside the program. Paulina Ray is an example who, you know, has shows with her artist network and her groups. And yeah, there's plenty of others like that inside the program. And I think that ripple effect that it's having is really, really powerful. It's, you know, really quite beautiful to see.
Yeah.
I love that. It's amazing. And it's like a big mindset shift. You know, I think really underneath it all, if you peel everything back, it's like just recognizing what's possible. What would you say from the artists that have, or curators, from anyone that's taken your course, what would you say has been like the biggest takeaway?
I think what I'm noticing, and we even started collecting because we have a special bonus, it's a limited time bonus for anyone who's listening. We feature a press release and images of our students' shows if they sign up within, you know, the time frame that we give them. And one of the biggest takeaways was especially some of our early students had multiple shows already, because once you understand it, once you get how easy it is, I mean, it takes work, obviously, but it's simple. It's just showing up and planning a little bit. They have multiple shows. And I think that was so empowering for people to have that skill to know, like you said, I don't have to wait for it. I have a new work, body of work, and I want to show it. Done.
Yeah, I would say the same. I think so many of the students have had multiple shows. You know, I think there's an adrenaline sort of rush with planning their first exhibition, putting it out there in the world, and then just iterating, fine tuning, and, you know, going again. And I think that's really exciting. We've had loads of students that have actually, yeah, had repeat shows of whether it's the same body of work in a different location or same location sometimes and a new collection of work. But that, I think, also has, again, an impact, you know, not just their exhibiting experience and their CV or their resume, but it's actually giving them momentum in other areas as well, right? It gets them showing up online if that's what they want to do. It opens up the doors for collaborations and, yeah, just that momentum in the studio as well. I think, yeah, it just has an impact beyond just that exhibiting itself.
100%. And even for students who, maybe they had high expectations and didn't have a lot of sales, one of the cool things that happens is we attract really amazing people in our community, but a lot of them will reflect back and think back and logically like kind of scan through what we taught them and compare it and say, okay, well, here's what I can do next time. Here's how I'm going to reassess this and try something else next time. Because we all know in business, sometimes things work and sometimes even the same thing that worked before changes. So we always have to kind of reflect and see where we're going. Is this aligned with our dreams? But one other win that I will share is shout out to Camille Miles. She got a grant last year for one of her exhibitions. So not only did she have this beautiful show with mixed media ceramics and paintings and sculptures, she also was able to get funding to make that work. And I think that was pretty cool. I'm super proud of her for that.
Amazing. And like, it must be the best feeling for you both to be teaching this course and then you see your students go on to do these incredible things and to feel so empowered and uplifted and to know, like, most importantly, that they have the tools available to make this happen. What would you say has been the best part of running this program?
I think it's just, well, I love meeting artists. I think, and every time we have a little Q&A, I'm always fascinated to see all the different types of artists that are inside the program or curators. But I think the coolest thing is I'm just proud. And this is, I didn't realize this would happen. We obviously planned it and we created it, but looking back, we have like a whole system. So like you can take the system from idea generation for your show, like your theme, your thesis, to finding a space, to installing it like professional, to marketing. And it's pretty, pretty cool. I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, I'm very proud of this program. I think every time sort of seeing the artists actually, you know, announcing that they've booked their space, they're having that show, the jitters they're getting before it, it's just so stunning, actually. I'm really proud of this program, what we've put into it, but really it's the students and the artists and the curators inside the program doing the work and taking their art into the public domain, which is so powerful. And, you know, again, it has that impact on their communities, right? It shows other people that it's possible. as well as, you know, giving the artist their own platform. But yeah, I think for me, it's just, yeah, seeing them actually, you know, out there in the world and, you know, excited about their exhibitions.
Me too. And I also want to say, like, in this age, obviously, we have so much going on. We have wars, we have AI. And I think when an artist takes charge and does not let the outside circumstances out of our control dictate what they do, and like Ida said, they're out there, they're doing the thing, they're creating a ripple effect in the community, like, what more could we ask for? It creates a better world for all of us, and it comes back to us as well. So I think it's very beautiful.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I love hearing more about it. I think it's beautiful what you're both doing. And I just know that you have such genuine intentions with the way that you show up and uplift and support artists of all different career levels. And like, yeah, just showing them what's possible, and it's important work. So thank you both so much. This is an amazing conversation. And where can our wonderful listeners learn more about the program?
Absolutely. So it is called Your Own Art Show, just like it sounds, and it's yourownartshow.com. And on our website, you're also going to find a link to a free masterclass, and it's called The Path to Elevating Your Art Career with Exhibitions, where we break down the basics of how to get started with your own show, some important things to consider. So, and there's also a free checklist for planning or your marketing for your show for anyone listening. So it's yourownartshow.com.
Amazing. I'll include the link in the show notes and all of the details. And yeah, I just can't wait for our wonderful listeners to learn more and to take the course and all the amazing things that are going to come from that. So Geeta and Kat, thank you both so much for joining me today. Really excited about all you're doing. I can't wait to continue following both of your journeys. And yeah, thanks again for such an inspiring conversation today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. And for everyone tuning in, thanks again. We will see you next time. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our platform. To learn more about New Visionary Magazine, head over to visionaryartcollective.com/magazine. You can order individual copies on Amazon or subscribe annually to digital issues. We also have opportunities to get featured in the magazine, so be sure to join our newsletter and follow us on Instagram. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a review on iTunes or tag us on Instagram. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.